This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
By are 3 points that I believe is part of this good compromise that we can make. I have been compliant with the direct active monitoring that the CDC recommends. I will continue to be compliant. And, yeah, it's just a good day.
All right, that's Nurse Hickox. As she claims she's a victor in not having to be quarantined from her, for her potential exposure to Ebola and her potential spreading of it. And welcome to November, everybody. Hopefully you survived the Halloween weekend there. We're in the tail end of it anyway. Super Don, you with me? Are you bleeding out of your eyes?
Yeah, I am not bleeding out of my eyes, although that probably would have been a cool costume for Halloween. I'm a day late now on that idea. Thanks.
Right. Where is that Shrek squeezing the jelly out of your eyes costume? I wonder, did anybody dress up as Ebola over the weekend? What were the everybody was probably in hazmat suits. That was the big Halloween costume of the week. Hazmat suits, probably.
Hazmat suits, and you know, nurses, and you know, if it involved a mask and stuff like that, I guess it was kind of an easy last minute costume, but. Whatever. Whatever.
We're in November. It's standard Eastern Standard Time, Pacific Standard Time. So we went off of daylight savings. Get ready for it to get dark really early tonight. Mm-hmm. And I hope you enjoyed that extra hour of sleep. We are live right now, 866-939-2355, listening 1 to 3 Eastern Time. As well as, of course, podcasted throughout the week on so many options that you have, from our home here on GCN to naturalnewsradio.com and beyond. Glad you're with me. It's a Sacred Fire of Liberty Sunday as well. Jonathan Emord will join us a little bit later. If you'd like to be part of the show now, call in, line up, 866-939-2355. Now, this nurse, she was an epidemiological information officer. I would call her a disinformation officer. She'd gone through a 2-year program, graduated through the CDC, and rather than really cooperate, she says, I'm compliant. Well, you fought it all the way. On one level, I am sympathetic, Super Don, with her, because we do not blindly hold allegiance to an overarching bureaucratic oligarchy that would love to take away all of our liberties. At the same time, there are legitimate microbial explosions that can be occurring from people that have been in these hot zones coming back to America, and there are susceptible Americans due to the fact that we are the most over-antibiotic culture on the history of the face of the earth. There is no history like this that we're creating with our love affair with modern medicine and the medical industrial complex and basically poisoning everybody for everything. So where are we going to go from here? This woman, evidently not quarantined. She initially had to stay then 3 feet away from everybody, but now she's free to move about the cabin and interact with whoever she wants. Why not just enter into the New York City Marathon? I mean, why not let her just run in the marathon, if that's the case?
I don't know. Like you said, there's two sides to the story that we can agree with points on both sides. Mm-hmm. But look, the state went to court, trying to impose this restriction on her, you know, for the 21-day incubation period. The judge came back, and I thought it was kind of interesting, the judgment. The court, they actually made this statement. The court is fully aware of the misconceptions, misinformation, bad science, and bad information being spread from shore to shore in our country with respect to Ebola. That, to me, that kind of troubles me a little bit, because is it really the role of the court to make a decision on what misconceptions are, what bad science is, what bad information is? I don't know if the court's qualified to do that.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question you have there, Super Don, because we have, genuinely, we might agree with that statement. Lots of misconceptions, lots of misinformation, lots of bad science, lots of bad info with respect to Ebola. Okay? We don't disagree with that. But that secondary phase of how does he determine whether this woman can legitimately safely move about the community without creating a potential pandemic scenario? I mean, your question is, well, how does he determine that as a judge, or how would she determine it as a judge?
And I'm assuming that if, you know, if he was going to make that type of a decision, there would have to be some process in the court where you would have people defending the science or opposing the science and giving some kind of evidence. And I don't think that took place.
I don't think so either. You know, and the interesting thing about the question you raise is on the HIV issue. An HIV test, because our good buddy Clark Baker from the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice, they talk about so many people that have been accused of crimes because of their status being HIV positive when the tests themselves don't determine the presence or absence of any particular infectious agent. And so it's become the court's place to acknowledge that the tests don't work, because the scientific community, the medical community, won't admit it, won't even allow you to discuss it. So it's a real interesting place here. And, of course, Jonathan Emord, being the legal guy that he is, that could be an interesting thing to bring up and discuss with him a little later. If you have any questions or comments, 866-939-2355 on the phones this afternoon if you'd like to be there. Super Don is with me, of course. And there is another clip. I do want to get into the mind of this Nurse Hickox and her perspective on why. And I think she is a disinfo agent. And her perspective on, you know, what it is she's doing. What is she fighting for, really? If she doesn't want to be quarantined, because as we covered on the Friday show, she's scared of being quarantined when she really said nothing that was scary to her. You know, so it's like she's making claims that don't seem to be validated even within her own mind in the way she can explain it. But she had some hopes that might reveal a little bit of her psyche. Where is she at? And you may not be surprised, but we'll relate it as we hear what she has to say now.
To my fellow healthcare workers in West Africa, both national and international staff risking their lives to fight this disease today, my thoughts, prayers, and gratitude remain with you. It has been a privilege to work with you, and I know that as a global community, we can end Ebola.
The last statement is the clue. As a global community, we can eradicate Ebola. And that's not true. There's no way that can be true. Because it's hearkening to her heart is in collectivism. Just like most medical doctors that are schooled in the germ theory, they realize or don't realize, either way, they're behaving as if they are collectivists, medical collectivists, immunological collectivists, the same concept of the nonsense of herd immunity. You don't get sick as a group. You only get sick as an individual. And the reason for quarantine is to protect a lot of individuals. They like to call it a community. But what I'm telling you here, with the wrong-headed aspect of how many people would be let out because of judges that may not, as Super Don said, understand the science, in the midst of all the misinformation going on around there, is that you cannot rely on the government to protect you. Even in a full-on quarantine, you are going to have to take steps to strengthen your own immune system, because the government will never do it for you. In fact, they may actively work against your freedom to strengthen your immunity, via natural supplementation, via homeopathics, even via probiotics if they had their way, with all the explosion in supplements that claim that we can help your immune system through probiotic support. This collectivism is absolutely wrong-headed. It's rooted in misinformation, if you want to talk about the misinformation, and the way it actually doesn't work in nature. You do not get sick as a group. You are either healthy and vital and are able to withstand some level of assault, or you must protect yourself if you are not healthy and vital enough to do so, and you want to quarantine yourself even without Ebola to protect yourself from Ebola at that point. If you are genuinely concerned that this nurse may be a carrier, may be a spreader of it, which leads us to another interesting concept here, Super Don. The bats, not the baseball bats. That season is over.
Yeah.
But the bats that are carrying Ebola. And this is a headline, and it's a Reuters story. Ebola-carrying bats may be heroes as well as villains.
Hmm.
Right? Frightening reputation. I'm Batman. Right?
That's right.
The worst of Ebola outbreaks, who's spreading this? Could it be the bats? The bats can carry more than 100 different viruses, including Ebola, rabies, and severe acute respiratory syndrome, which, by the way, is not one virus any more than any of these things are, ultimately. And why aren't the bats sick if they carry them, right? Are they all a bunch of typhoid bat Marys? Or is it possible that we carry everything within our body at any given moment that could, you know, rise up and kill us or kill our entire community or species? And I know you might be saying you're being a little extreme here in trying to make your case for the law of the terrain versus the germ theory. But extremism in the pursuit of what? The truth, liberty, whatever you want to say, is no vice, right? And being a wussy, wimpy Wonka in defense of this knowledge of the law of the terrain is not a virtue. That's why, you know, I've been very outspoken. And Friday I felt like I was a little upset and angry. I think I got ticked off, and I said, I don't care if my listeners got ticked off with what I was saying. Was that Friday or Thursday? I can't remember.
Yeah, I remember, but listen, that's quite the statement, because, mm-hmm. I mean, do you want to tick people off? I mean, literally, you know, in a negative way? No. You know, mm-hmm. the process of ticking somebody off is really just trying to get them to look at other perspectives, be a critical thinker.
Right, exactly. And these bats carrying infection, just like you humans carrying infection, at any given moment in time, they could spring up and kill you. Why don't we then just live permanently on chemotherapy, permanently on antibiotics? Because it would kill us. And there is something called the microbiome. Although there's controversy about it, we may get to it today on the show. I'm not sure, but it's something I want to do a little bit more discussion about. But this Ebola is happening in people who are living in war-torn poverty, primarily. Lack of sanitation, sewage hygiene. We've been through this time and again, and we'll continue to discuss this as need be. If you still have questions or fear about it, then quarantine yourself until you get it right. And then come back out and play with us, okay? You can call us safely. We won't infect you with anything but a love of liberty here. And common sense, rational understandings of how disease actually occurs, not how the CDC says it. All right, stick around, Armchair Warriors. We got a segment for you. How to heal from the injuries that are inevitable here in November around Turkey Day coming.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Fire, in fact, with Jonathan E. Moore. He joins us next hour, as he does each and every Sunday at this point, and we're loving it. And you can call us, 866-939-2355. The New York City Marathon going on right now. Maybe some people have finished it. I don't know. But it just got me to thinking, again, thanks to my lovely wife, who said, you really need to hit that because November, the weather shifts finally. Then people go out on the weekend, or if they have the Thanksgiving meal and that long weekend coming up this month, they head out and do some football, right? And how many armchair quarterback injuries that happen? You're not out and you suddenly are out there. And even the injuries that can occur in training for a marathon, which can become more of a chronic injury as opposed to an acute injury, I thought we would be doing a great disservice if we didn't at least bring some of this to light and what to do to either prevent it or respond to it to recover faster. Do you approve my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, that we can give some insight into that?
Sure, absolutely. Now, it's funny because I'm not into the marathon and stuff like that, so I had to look it up, and apparently it's already happened. And the person that won it is somebody from Kenya won the marathon.
Oh,
yeah, just in case anybody's wondering, the winner of a marathon is Wilson Kipsang and Mary, so somebody from Kenya.
Yep. Kenyan warriors. They are excellent distance runners. If you're not an excellent distance runner, you might be dealing with strains, muscular strains, tendon strains, things like this. Tennis elbow, if you're out there playing tennis now, whatever it is. I mean, any number of names for inflammation, acute injuries that become chronic as well.
Is there something good for producer butt? I mean, that's
producer butt. Getting up off of producer's butt and doing some producer squats. There you go. Okay. That's going to help.
All right.
But then again, you can also do this, Arnica, Montana. And if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show and new to natural health and healing, this is something that every household needs to have. Injury formulas that include homeopathic Arnica Montana. If you're doing topical massage with massage oils, you can add some Arnica tincture to it or homeopathic Arnica. I mean, this is one of the most wonderful gifts of creation to recovery from injury and wounds and bruising. And there are also other remedies that considered in homeopathy. Rus toxicodendron, which has to deal with a lot of metabolic waste issues within the tissue, within the muscle, tendons, bursa, cartilage, etc. And there's also another homeopathic medicine called Bellis, B-E-L-L-I-S. I should be last name. Robert Scott Bellis, Perennis. I'll give you a little Harry Potter on that. Bellis Perennis. Bellis, B-E-L-L-I-S, is a homeopathic remedy that can address this as well. But remember, the key to eradicating metabolic waste, much less other toxins, is the liver. So be sure that you're taking a homeopathic support for your liver. Or do Dr. Newsom's digestive detox. But some way to get it on out. So help with the liver comes from the homeopathic remedy, my favorite, Bryonia Alba, B-R-Y-O-N-I-A, Bryonia. But Arnica, and there's advanced Arnica and multiple forms of Arnica, and Dr. Frank King, our good buddy, has it at kingbio.com. Again, topical and for oral use, one of the best things you can do. Now, if you're recovering from a stress fracture, or even a break of any kind, one of the keys is to load your body up with silica, which is really the connective tissue integrity mineral. Silica, what we get from the alpha silica that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, very simple, but also homeopathic silicea, which is the homeopathic form of silica. And, not only for prevention, for strength, we got together yesterday, Superdome, with some of our friends from England. They were visiting. And my friend, I think they're about our age, same age as us, in the same realm. And she had just had a checkup here locally at a chiropractor because she got injured at one of the theme parks getting out of one of the rides or something. Not severe, but enough that it was troublesome. So she went to a chiropractor. Chiropractor took an X-ray and saw that she had the beginnings of what they call osteopenia, which is a bone density reduction. And, of course, calcium is not the thing that's going to cure that. Usually you have plenty of calcium. It's the trace minerals. And we immediately talked to her about getting her on some trace minerals, including silica, of course, boron and different trace elements that are much more important in the big scheme of things than calcium, because calcium is much easier to come by than the trace elements. So that was big. And also, on to the armchair quarterbacks and warriors, weekend warriors, hydration is going to be really critical for these winter months where it dries out and you could be dehydrated on the inside and you don't even know it. And that's the Echo Water, robertswater.com. Check it out. Download it. By the way, my aunt Ruthie, I talked about last week, mm-hmm. She was visiting and she was coughing a lot. She's like 83 or 84, 85, but she's in great shape. I got her on some chromium. Her energy was up. We went on a nice long walk and she was coughing a lot. Why? Because at my mom's house, she's got the Echo Water. We have it here. And she was detoxing rapidly. Really cool results. It's going to be good for Aunt Ruthie. Coughing it up. Cough it up, Fuzzball. I love you. All right, we'll be back. We've got stories of doctors experimenting on children legally with license.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
It has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got lots of upcoming events. I can't keep up with them all in my own head, Super Don. There's just not enough of me to go around, I suppose.
You are a busy man.
Yeah, we got Las Vegas coming up in a couple of weeks, the 14th, 15th, and 16th for ACAM. Live events locally, a Saturday afternoon, I believe, event at the Go Raw Cafe on the 14th or 15th, 15th of November. Go Raw Cafe, Las Vegas East Side. Take a look there if you're in Las Vegas listening. Also, that Sunday, the 16th, a live broadcast we're scheduled for at another location, which I've lectured for at an Organic Healing Center in Las Vegas, and a lecture there to follow. And what else? Leanna's coming back. A week from today, we will be live at the Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora. That's a cool little organic vegan restaurant. And Leanna Werner Gray with her new book coming out through Hay House. It's republished in a whole new way. The Earth Diet is going to be with me, and she'll be on with me and then doing a little lecture while I'm broadcasting at that event. Come back for some delicious food. That's Sunday the 9th of November. And there'll be more coming up. We'll let you know as it becomes available. Also on the mineral front, I want to remind my long-term, long-standing, long-runners that, you know, the depletion of minerals is a very real thing. And that if you push your body to those extremes by running marathons, I'm not here to judge you whether it's good or bad for you, but I would just say this, that you've got to make sure that you're replenishing extra. It's not just about calories and protein, but it's about the essential trace elements that are being, let's say, utilized because of the extreme stress you put your body under. Maybe you consider it a positive stress, but the reality is the diminishment of that can result in some not so good health returns, even though you are fit incredibly well from the standpoint of some level of stamina. But make sure you replenish those minerals. And for those of you looking to regrow bone, I think it was the Grow Bone system. There was a two-pronged system from Garden of Life that I added in the silica, the alpha silica that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. That was the thing that reversed my mother's osteoporosis when she was getting the early signs of it. And anybody out there concerned, you can rebuild that. You can, without bionics. I promise. All right, now, the story of doctors experimenting on children. Now, the thought would be that that doesn't really happen. That's a Nazi thing, right? That happened World War II, and we're just well beyond that. Doctors would never experiment on children, certainly not without a board that oversaw that, you know, that they're running clinical drug trials or something along those lines. Well, it turns out that if your child goes to a pediatrician, and if it's not one of the pediatricians we feature on this show, it's more likely to be someone who is experimenting on them, on him or her, your kid. How do I know this? Well, I've got a personal story to share. One of my daughter's friends, again, my daughter is 9 years of age, and, you know, many friends at that age, and another 9-year-old girl. And she has pretty intense allergies. Sinuses that are congested all of the time, and my heart goes out to this little girl, because that's my suffering in my young life as a child through my childhood years. Constant chronic congestion. She has the dark circles under her eyes. You could see it, and it's just difficult to watch knowing what I know. Well, her mother came to us and just shared a little bit of this story. And I'm not saying any names, so there's, you know, nothing being told out of sorts, so to speak. And they went to the pediatrician as they've been under the care of the doctors for this girl. And here's what the doctor has prescribed. Just so you know, I've got it written down so I wouldn't forget. She's already been on an antibiotic and may currently be, or was given, this was just recent, given an antibiotic to take. Was there an infection? No, but it was congestion. This little girl is on Claritin, Allegra, Zyrtec, and they wanted to add in Flonase for her allergies. Now, I want to give you the interesting insight here is, like, I could say, all right, already this child is being experimented upon, because there is not one child in the world that has been engaged in a clinical trial that has been put on Allegra, Zyrtec, Flonase, and Claritin, much less an antibiotic, to see if it was safe or effective. All right? There hasn't been one child. Now, I want to listen to this, Super Don. This gets even weirder. The mom is sitting there saying, she's read my book, Unlock the Power to Heal. And she's looking at this and saying, this doesn't sound right. This doesn't seem right. How will we even know what works, right? If anything works. And this is what the doctor, this pediatric doctor, tells the mom. Well, just get on Allegra, Zyrtec, and Claritin, those three. And then after a while, take one of them away and see what happens. Yeah. What? And then you'll know which one might be working or not. I mean, it's not bad enough that you're already making this child an absolute clinical, unapproved clinical trial experiment. But your way of doing the opposite, throw the little child on all medications and then start removing one medication at a time to see what happens.
Wow.
Like, you, I mean, need, it to pay, is so... you need to pay to see a doctor to learn that. Right?
But you know, it would be the opposite. If you're going to do this at all, not that I'd encourage it, you put somebody on one and it doesn't work, you try another. But he's saying, no, go on all of them. I'm not making this up. You can't make this up. These are medical doctors. They have high-level degrees. They have licenses to kill, to paralyze, to experiment upon children. And they already did what I said was going to happen. If that doesn't work, we'll go ahead, make an appointment now with the ENT, the ear, nose, and throat specialist, so that they can schedule some form of surgery. Deviated septum surgery. This girl is living my life, but 40 years later, with a lot worse drugs, with many more available drugs. And they're going to suggest that this girl has the septum, the deviated septum surgery to undeviate a deviated septum, which is deviated by God for a reason, so that flow of air happens in a very specific way. And all of the inflammation and all of the mucus and snot will fill bigger holes once they make the holes bigger. They still treat little children like bowling balls. Make the nose holes bigger. Do not address. And also, why don't you go to the allergist and they'll get you started on allergy shots. And none of it, I mean none, N-O-N-E, none of it addresses the real reason why the allergy exists, which goes back years and years. If you ever seen the dark circles under the eyes, you will see in children evidence of liver congestion, evidence that the liver has been overwhelmed with some form of toxic poisons, metabolically or environmentally or a combination of the two. And, of course, the resulting leaky gut from the antibiotics that every child is given, unless they're in the Bell family, or maybe a few others out there that don't resort to them and don't find the need to, unless it was really necessary, and so far we haven't found that. And that damage to the leading to the leaky gut is the real source of the allergy or allergies, none of which is discussed by highfalutin, advanced degree licensed representatives of the pharmaceutical state, medical doctors, pediatricians, much less allergists. They're afraid that if they revealed what I've revealed to you and what I continue to reveal to you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that they would be out of business and we would all be healthier. Instead of drugging and poisoning children, experimenting on them. I mean, I'm trying to contain my outrage here. I don't know how well I'm doing at Super Don, but I mean, sure, go on all three, maybe four drugs plus an antibiotic. Start taking one away. See what happens. You tell me how that's scientific medicine.
It's not. There's no way that it can't. Well, I guess what is the definition of scientific medicine? I mean, that's you know, if you look at it, that is what it is throwing everything, every drug you can think of at something to try and get rid of the symptoms instead of dealing with the underlying cause. That is scientific medicine in a nutshell.
Yeah. Well, it's an unapproved clinical trial of one. Is what happens here with these children. One at a time, they're being poisoned. Let's see what happens. And when they claim we're not scientific because we're homeopaths, I just shake my head. I was like, what are you doing to these? You're poisoning children, and there's no basis upon which you can point to the peer-reviewed literature that that's a legitimate mechanism of action. You don't know how these drugs will interact, much less what is the burden on that liver already preceding it by 8, 7, 6 years. Before you started pounding these toxic drugs into these children because they have allergies that won't seem to go away because you won't heal them at the source, the gut and the liver. Now, we have a question of the day. I'm going to go to it now. I'm not even going to play the theme. I just want to tie right into this. This is another children question. And you can see it at robertscottbell.com. You can also submit questions of the day. We'll answer on the air as we get to them. This is from Australia, all the way from Australia. Hi, Robert. I have a 3-month-old baby girl with dry skin all over. She is on breast and goat's milk baby formula. What could we do to help her? We have been using avocado oil and borage oil before that. Could you give a time for change, too, please? Regards, Robert from Australia. So not only does he want a solution, Robert from Australia wants to know how long it'll take. Am I being unreasonable? I don't know how long it'll take. Every case is individual. But I will say this. If you do the right thing in a child of 3 months of age, it can be literally within minutes you can see a shift, if not within hours, at the most outset, days. For me, of course, we've got to come back to the liver. The liver congestion, the skin is a reflection of that. Something's not happening that should be happening there. And I would start with, if you have access in Australia to homeopathic medicines, Bryonia Alba, the liver polycrest remedy extraordinaire, or a homeopathic liver drainage formula. And also, you can add into that mix arsenicum album, arsenicum, which is a great remedy. It sounds scary because it's arsenic in homeopathic form. It's not toxic in homeopathic form, to address skin issues. There's also rust toxicodendron, which is known as poison ivy, homeopathic. It's hard to say if it's itchy, but miserium is the great itch remedy for homeopathy. Topically, you can certainly use some silver, but again, if it's a dry issue, it can be a matter of hydration, but I don't know what level or quality of the goat's milk formula is there, how much of the synthetic nutrients, or not real nutrients, are added into it. There's some questions I have that you cannot answer yet, Robert, but if you do hear this in Australia, please give me a follow-up. I want to know more. But homeopathy is the easiest and quickest thing you can do. Along, I like the fats. I think coconut oil could be interesting, too. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. You're on a diet? Really?
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
In the health world, as we do here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio through our syndicator GCN and naturalnewsradio.com, heard around the world on UK Health Radio, Epic Times, also iTunes, Stitcher, podcasts, whoever else. We're glad to be out there bringing the power to heal back to you. 866-939-2355, joined by Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, next hour. If you want to chime in and ask him a question, get on the phones now. You know, the one thing, Super Don, about the little baby question from Australia, 3 months old, having dry skin.
Right.
There's just not, I was not given a lot of information to go on, so I'm given some basics that are completely harmless, even if he or she doesn't need them, because that's what homeopathy can do. But, you know, was this baby vaccinated? I mean, I don't know. I mean, because it could be a mercury thing. I need more information to really hone in on that. In the meantime, just keep doing the best you can. Get some homeopathic medicine in that little baby, and then let me know. All right, Robert, in Australia? Now, questions about diets. I was asking about being on a diet, and the only diet I want you on is an organic, clean diet. You know, whatever you decide to do, make it clean, okay? There was a guy that was arrested recently. He robbed 4 Subways in 4 days. Subway restaurants. Yeah, right. I went to the Subway, robbed the whole Subway. Well, that's impressive. That's like a Matrix thing. No, he robbed 4 Subway restaurants. And the reason he gave for doing it is that the Jared diet just didn't work for him. I was upset. Well, why don't you find Jared? Why don't you rob Jared? Why the whole Subway chain? I guess the whole Subway chain is culpable, but really? You want your money back? How many Subways did you eat before you figured out that's not really an efficient way to lose fat, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, what a defense, you know, for what it is that he did. I mean, what's next? You know, are you gonna go to the corporate headquarters of Jenny Craig and hold them hostage because that didn't work for you? It's kind of silly.
Yeah, well, I mean, all of those diet things. Which is the diet program that is actually organic, pesticide-free, preservative-free?
I know. I think we'd call that the Earth Diet, wouldn't we?
The Earth Diet, exactly.
There we go.
That's it. Leanna Warner Gray's got it, Earth Diet, EarthDiet.com. We'll be next week. We'll be together in Mount Dora at the Vitality Bistro. If you want to make plans, there's limited seating. It's free. All you got to do is buy some food and enjoy it. You will. And join us there next week from today. The Jared diet didn't work, so I'm going into arrest. No, not arrest. I'm going to steal my money back. He's in jail with a $250,000 bond or bail, whatever, for that goes.
Yeah. A lot of stupid criminals out there for sure.
Yeah.
And we'll be happy to share those stories with you when they come along.
From time to time. You know, you've been better off reading Unlock the Power to Heal. You know, you'd understood what's going on. When you can't lose weight, it isn't so much about weight, it's fat, toxic fat. Because if you actually are on a fitness regimen, you may lose fat but gain weight. You know, it's like you're not trying to lose weight. You're trying to lose toxic fat that you don't need. And that's different. The fat is technically lighter than muscle, so if you bulk up in muscle and tone and such, you might not lose weight, but you'll see that you look better. You'll feel better as well, to a degree. I mean, you don't want no body fat either. I mean, that's a competition thing. That becomes very unhealthy. Super Don, you'll stop cycling if you lose too much body fat.
I'm on that cycle all the time. Yeah.
Yes. No. I meant the feet.
The only cycle I'm on all the time is the news cycle, and that doesn't
really
get
into
shape.
Exactly. There was a funny image, and I think you found this. A guy was wearing a T-shirt, and he got thrown in jail. It was the Monopoly T-shirt. You go to jail. Do not collect $200. But
it's just ironic. I mean, the guy's shirt, it's got the, you know, the Monopoly guy on it, and it's that thing that everybody knows. If you played Monopoly, you get the go directly to jail, you know, like the chance card. So he's wearing this shirt, and ironically, he ends up getting pulled over and goes to jail for a marijuana possession charge or something like that. And in his mugshot, he's standing there, you know, with this kind of like, oh man, look on his face. Yeah. And in the mugshot, there it is right there. The shirt says, go directly to jail.
Yeah, incredible. I'm telling you, we got Amendment 2 in Florida. We got, what is it in Oregon? It's
Measure 91.
Measure 91. Please vote yes. We've got to get over the fear of the plant, and it's helpful to so many for so many things. I've seen it, witnessed it perfectly well and healthily, particularly in pain management. And that's the big issue where modern medicine and pharma, big pharma, killing people. You can't support that. All right, next hour, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord, with the sacred fire of liberty. Our discussion on healing continues because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.